So as we begin to bring our awareness back to this time and place, we open our eyes and move our fingers and breathe in, God first. Whew. That could get your day started pretty well, God first. All right. $750 million. That is a lot of money. Can we even imagine how much money that is? $750 million went to the Department of Education in the state of California because in California, if someone wins the lottery and never comes forward to claim their ticket, the money goes to the Department of Education. That is very good for the Department of Education, but I think for those ticket holders, that's some unclaimed good. So at Unity of Lawrence, we don't have to worry about unclaimed good, because for all four Sundays in August, we have been looking at the four spiritual laws of prosperity, as taught by Reverend Edwin Gaines, and learning about our good and bringing greater expressions of prosperity and abundance into our lives. You know, as I looked at these principles and as we were studying, I realized there is an element of claiming that goes along with bringing these into manifestation. It's great to read the book, it's great to have the thoughts, but when we're ready to claim it, that propels it forward in our consciousness and within our lives. Reverend David started us off on that very first Sunday saying we can experience greater prosperity and abundance as we open our heart consciousness. We claim the power within us to give forth good. As we forgive everyone all the time, especially ourselves. Sharon Dwyer, licensed teacher, then went on to say we can experience prosperity and abundance as we look at our talents, our divine purpose. We claim the power within us to seek, discover, and follow our divine guidance. We can do it. We can let go of what other people say. We can do it. Jay Pryor last week said we can experience greater prosperity and abundance in our lives as we look at our time. And we look at the spiritual law of goal setting. We claim the power within us to set and meet clear-cut dates and times to envision and accomplish our spiritually discerned goals. Jay even mentioned how many people made that commitment, but then they didn't follow through. But we can claim that power within us to set it and follow through. And today, we can experience greater abundance and prosperity in our lives as we look at our treasure, particularly our financial treasure. We claim our good as we come into alignment with spiritual practices around our finances. So our affirmation today, I'm going to read it twice and then have you claim it with me. I come into alignment with spiritual principles and claim my full blessing. I come into alignment with spiritual principles and claim my full blessing. Let's do that one more time. Saying it to ourselves, affirming it to ourselves, to the universe. I come into alignment with spiritual principles and claim my full blessing. All right. Okay, Reverend Edna, I'm ready. What do I have to do? I'm going to experience more abundance and prosperity in my finances. Well, the very first Unity Prosperity class I took was a book called Spiritual Economics by Reverend Eric Butterworth. And what he says is, you want more of something in your life? You have to give more of something in your life. If you want more love, you give more love. If you want more support, you give
support.
If you want more time, you give more time. Now breathe. Everybody breathe. You want more money, you give more
money.
All right. All right. Nobody ran for the door. That's good. All right. So we not only give of these things, but we give cheerfully. So you might be saying, hold on there, Reverend Edna. In case you haven't noticed, my checkbook is going out a lot more than it used to. Every time I go to the grocery store, the food costs more. The price of gas is ridiculous. But I am saying to you, yes, unequivocally, yes. I want you to give more of your good coming into you, and I want you to give cheerfully. So as you send your treasure out into the world, do it cheerfully, because I want you to experience the fullness of abundance and prosperity in your life. So when it comes to our finances, I want us to do three things. One, remember who we are. Remember that we are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. So we want to bring our spiritual understandings to everything in our life, including our finances. Let those spiritual principles bless our finances. Two, when it comes to our finances, I want us to look at our relationship with money. The relationship is all about energy. What is the energy we are sending out to our finances and thus out into the world? Are we claiming to our bank account, you are not enough? Or are we claiming, I am the divine child of a rich and abundant God, and every need is met? Two very different things to claim to our checkbook. When we pay our bills, are we saying, I am grateful for every line on my charge card because of how, yes, are we saying that? No, I don't think so. Guess that answered that question. All right, all right. So anybody paying their charge card this week? I want you to look at every line on that charge card, and I want you to send out love and blessings to that line item in gratitude for the service and the gift that it has given to you and to your family. All right? I can already tell that's a big one. All right. The next big one, all right, it's not the end of the month, so, well, close. It's getting close. Chances are this week you're going to be writing that mortgage or rent check. I want you, as you write it, to be giving gratitude and blessings for the opportunity to have that comfort and protection for you and your family that that home is providing for you. Reverend Edwin Gaines tells us that if we still have paper bills that we're processing, so hold that bill actually in your hand and send it love as you're doing the process of paying, sending love out to the people that have provided that service. All right. Yes. Yes. Everyone that helped provide that service. What a wonderful way to send love out into the world in gratitude. All right, number three. I need you to breathe again. Okay. Number three that I want you to do is look at how you're dividing up your finances. What are we sending our money out to in the universe? Reverend Edwin Gaines teaches from the heart of her heart the spiritual principle of tithing. Tithing, this principle says that the first money we send out is to be 10% of whatever we received, and it is to go to that person or organization that has spiritually fed us. Tithing. It can be a very emotionally charged word. For some people, especially if they grew up in a church where it was demanded or where people were condemned, actually, because they didn't tithe. But we are here today to learn more about tithing and hopefully to heal anything within our consciousness about misconceptions about tithing. Okay, just breathe. All right, so tithe, what is it? Literally, tithe means 10. So to tithe is to give 10% of all that we receive. It's not 1%, it's not 2%, it's not whatever I feel like in the moment percent. It is 10% that we give cheerfully off the top as soon as we receive it, Reverend Edwin Gaines recommends. And she also says, if that income is coming from your paycheck, if you want to prosper a little, you tithe on your net. If you want to prosper a lot, you tithe on your gross. And to whom do we give that tithe? Like we just talked about. We give that tithe to the persons or organizations that have spiritually fed us, to those that inspire us to live in accordance with spiritual principles, to those that teach us spiritual truths, that remind us of who we are and help us to wake up even more spiritually. And the purpose of the tithe, it is to acknowledge to you, to your consciousness, to the world, to acknowledge God first. Just what we heard in the song this morning, God first. We are making that shift, coming into alignment. We're acknowledging by tithing God first. That our source is not our job. Our source is not our investment portfolio. Our source is not a wealthy relative. Our source is God. So how does this look energetically? So when we begin to tithe, there is an energy shift that occurs. So we've kind of been sending things out into the world, sending the money out, sometimes begrudgingly. But with tithing and doing that alignment of God first, we begin to cheerfully give and give in that alignment. And if you've ever gone to clean up a house and you know you get one room cleaned up and it just kind of inspires you to clean the next room up, well, what many people have experienced with the spiritual practice of tithing is that they come into alignment with that first principle, God first. And then it helps them see their finances in a different way. To clear out thoughts of lack, to clear out thoughts of limitation. And this is exactly what happened to me when I took my first tithing class. Now, I would like to tell you that I went to that class just jumping in very willingly, but that's not really what happened. Because I was at the point at my church, Unity Church, and I would give of my heart. Oh, I would give of my heart. I would give of my talents. I would give of my time to many different committees, teams, the children's program in that church. But when it came to my money, whoo, baby. Like, go away, I've been given. But I saw the people that went through this class called 4T by Stretton Smith, I saw the changes that were happening in their life. And I had to be willing to change. I had to be willing to say, okay, I'm ready to give this a try. If it doesn't work, what do I lose? 12 weeks. But then what happened was, even though I was a single woman, had my own home, had my own car, had financial independence, could travel. As I took that class and as I started to tithe, I realized there were still places in my consciousness where I was hanging on to thoughts of lack and limitation. But as I gave, it helped me to see that I could give. And not only could I give, but I was giving to that spiritual understanding. I was giving back to that which spiritually fed me. And I can't explain how it happened, but it happened. It's like things around me came into alignment. My life got more on target. Things that didn't serve my life, some friendships that weren't really feeding my spiritual life, they went away, and things happened. So that's what I can tell you. I can't give you any numbers about what changed in my bank account, but I can tell you that a shift occurred in my consciousness and in my life as I got into that alignment. So I wanted this morning to look at the very first reference to 10 that came out of the Hebrew Bible, the very first reference to tithing. And it happens in Genesis 14, 17 through 20. And what happens is that there has been a battle. And Abram has rescued his son Lot. He's conquered all the kings. He's come back, and he meets the high priest, the priest of Salem, the priest of peace. And the priest brings to him bread and wine. And metaphysically, we know that bread and wine represent our spiritual substance, our spiritual vitality. This priest gives him this bread and wine, and he blesses him and assures him of God's presence in his life. And Abram, the very first thing he does is he gives back 10% of all he has to Melchizedek. He gives back right away. He acknowledges that God is his source. He acknowledges that spiritual feeding. So as we were getting ready to do this course and dividing up the talks, and I knew I was doing tithing, Sharon Dwyer asked me a very good question. And I'm sure you all have experienced, Sharon asks very good questions. Every time she asks a question, I'm like, I think I have to go away and think about that. But for this question, she said, I want to know why 10? Why 10? Where did that come from? So the very first resource I had that even dared to ask that question said, we do not know. I was like, oh man, I can't go back to Sharon and tell her we do not know. So I sat with that question, and I sat with it. And the more I sat with it, I realized, oh my, the answer is right there in front of us. Because the word and the symbol for 10 are quite significant to the Hebrews. The 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is called Yod. Now, you know, the Hebrew people never said the name of God aloud. Only the high priest could speak the name of God to himself in the temple. And there's a symbol for God in the Hebrew text, four letters. The very first letter, Yod. The symbol for God. It was so sacred to the people. And how did God create? God said, let there be light. God put together letters to create words and bring it into creation. So we know in unity the power of words. And so did the ancient Hebrews. So in the Jewish mystical tradition, Yod, that 10, represents a powerful dot, a divine point of energy, a simple dot. And from that dot, all of the other words are created in the universe. All the other things are brought into manifestation by God and by us. Yod is considered the starting point of the presence of God in all things, the spark of the creative energy. Do you want that spark of the creative energy in your finances? Do you want that spark of creative energy in your life? I would hope that you would say yes. I would hope you would say yes. And that starting point is to give of that tenth of our time, our talents, our treasure, to that which spiritually feeds us. And how do we begin? For some of us, we might be ready to begin right away. We might want to begin right away. For others, you know, we might need, this is a financial commitment, we might want to take baby steps. Just like when we get ready and say, okay, I'm ready now, I'm ready to get a mortgage. What do you have to do? You have to get your financial house in order. You have to get rid of some things that don't serve you, that don't feed your spiritual path. And begin to tithe, if you're not ready to tithe, begin to give a commitment to a certain percent, to give back to that which spiritually feeds you, whatever it is. For Edwin, one time it was a waitress that reminded her of who she was. But make a commitment in your life to a certain percentage. And if it's not 10%, make a commitment as to when you see yourself growing in to that 10. Edwin says, when you're ready to start tithing, make a 6-month commitment. Because 6 months is a good time to work with the ideas in your consciousness, to help you work through those thoughts of lack and limitation, to help you see the results in your life. So we make a commitment to 6 months. Charles Fillmore, in his book Prosperity, says, in order that the plan of giving may be successful, there are several things that must be observed. First, there must be a willing mind. Secondly, the giving must be done in faith. Just like Abram was in that story, Abram represents to us faith. We give in faith. We never judge ourselves if we think that giving is too small. Whatever it is, we give thanks, we can give. And third is that it should be a just and fair proportion of all that one receives. So, I invite you to begin to think about manifesting the spiritual principle of tithing in your life. Sometimes when you begin to tithe, or even when you begin to make that commitment of growth into tithing, some fears come up, as they naturally would. It's all part of the process of learning a spiritual principle. Please know that Sharon Dwyer is beginning to teach a class on Thursday, September 19th. A class, a spiritual class, is a great way to join with others and to learn spiritual truths and to have that support of other people. Think about it. I am here to tell you it will transform your life. So I invite you, each one of you, to claim your full blessing. Claim your heart, your time, your talent, your treasure, all to be in alignment with the source, God. Namaste.